going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly off Route 50. It's a pretty good location. A lot of people saying they're just stopping by hearing us on the radio today, which is the goal. That is why we are here.
That's right.
Get some pizza and drinks and hang out with us and a party as DC Sports in the spring is blooming right now. We've got the Capitals playing game 3 tonight. We've got the Nationals welcoming Juan Soto back to town in Nats Park. And we are diving deep into the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Normally a little busier on paper going in than it looks to be right now. The Commanders have the 29th pick in the second round, that 61 overall, and then they are not expected to have a third-round pick. Their next pick after 61 is not until 128, and that is a pick from Houston they got back to even things out in the Laremy Tunsil trade. So you're talking about the potential, if they do not trade back at 61 when they're on the clock tonight, to only have two players out of the top 127 players chosen in this draft. And that is why, Danny, it is my opinion that it's not a want. It is a necessity. Mm. I think you've got to do everything you can to trade back at 61. I know it takes having a dance partner. I understand you can't make anyone trade with you. So if there's not a deal, that's fine. But last night, you don't want to take 90 cents on the dollar when you got a tackle you really like. You don't want to take even 95 cents on the dollar. You need to get the value or you make your pick. I totally understand that. I think this is an 80, 85 cents on the dollar situation if need be, because you've got to get at least one more player that helps you this year. They have too many needs. They still need a speedy running back. They need a wide receiver. And then they desperately on defense, where they were terrible last year, need an edge rusher. They've gotten worse there. They need a corner. They're probably a little better than they were, but still very much unsettled. I can't just address one of those spots at 61 and then have late round picks after that. You got one more shot to move down, because let's face it, moving down from 128 just means you're taking more fifth through seventh round players.
Sure, and I'm not interested in that. I mean, those guys love that maneuverability, and they love having extra bites at the apple, so to speak. But to me, those are just flyers, honestly. You're picking in the top 100 is generally where I think of. This is where your starters come from. You know that there are stories about the fifth round or the sixth round or the seventh round of the undrafted free agent that made good, and those are great stories. They're unique stories, right? That's not the norm. The norm is the first few rounds are where your base, your year over year, your sustainable players are coming from. So your axiom makes a lot of sense to me that you feel like it's to quote you, it's not a want, it's a need. Where does the line go, though? And that to me is what's always fascinating. Because given the preference, I'd like to move back. I'm making this up. I'd like to move back six spots and pick up another third rounder. Is that realistic? Probably not. You know, who knows exactly what it is? But just to use your dollar analogy, what cent do you have to get to where you go, yeah, it's not a great deal for us, but it's extra ammunition. That's what we need.
I think probably around 80 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. I would do upper 70s maybe. Here's what they need.
Because it's worth more to you. It's almost like I'm just going deep with these analogies now. You're using the laundry machine. The dollar, the whole dollar isn't worth it to you. You need the quarters. So it's almost, I'm like, I'll give you the dollar. I need three individual quarters.
Totally.
To operate this stupid thing.
Here's where I'm at on it.
And you're doing whites and darks. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, and any more laundry stuff?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Fabric softener. What you're using is one of those strips. Okay, go
Gain.
Ahead.
I think there's Gain.
Gain is good.
That's the orange one,
That's the orange one?
No, that's green. Green is Gain.
Orange is Gain?
Orange is Gain. I don't know. Third base. I think that I need a pick tonight. So you got rounds 2 and 3 going through, what would that be, like 96 or whatever? You know, and then you have the comp picks after that. I'd like to come out of it with 2 picks tonight. I think that would be perfect. If you could trade 61 and then you're picking, say, in like the 70s and the 90s, if there's a team with two of those, that's wheelhouse. If it's 70s and early 100, which is more realistic on like a Jimmy Johnson trade chart or something, I'm fine with that. But what that gets me then is two players still before that 127 range where – I think you're adding someone who helps you on special teams who's a depth player that isn't going to start. But the two guys that you bring in, depending on the position, should both be able to be impact players. Like, I believe a running back in the 90s or the early 100s could end up being their best speed back, could end up being their best home run hitter still. I think that a speedy wide receiver in the 90s or 100s, that's the range where you could steal someone there.
Yep.
You could find a guy that by week 11 is actually a key contributor. I don't think that's the case at a lot of positions. You're not getting a tackle that starts right away. You're probably not getting a guard that can start there. But that's why I can wait on running back or receiver if I need to until the second of the two picks I'm adding, 90s, 100s, whatever. As an example, they got Luke McCaffrey, I think, with the 100th pick in the draft last year. Now, he didn't end up making a huge splash, but there were other guys that were taken there at the position that did. They happened to like Luke McCaffrey more. And he helped them as a kick returner, and he looks like he can play a little bit. But let's say you get your burner 1 to 115, and then in the 80s somewhere, when you've moved back from 61, and it doesn't have to be that far. Like, I think if you move back to the 80s, you're probably picking in the 80s and the 90s. You're not getting a late 120 or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I think the first of the picks then is probably your edge or your corner. If you stick and pick at 61, you can get a good edge. I believe that. I think there might be somebody there for you. You're just now not able to fill another need, and they have too many. So the poll right now that we're asking on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account, do you want them to trade back or do they need to trade back? I'm actually surprised. About 68% of people are saying they want them to. Only 32% of people are saying it should be viewed as a need. And this is our Grant and Danny poll of the day brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience.
And obviously it's so dependent, right? It you need the dance partner. You need someone that's got a conviction about a player or a spot, and they're afraid someone else will get them. And the storm's got to be right. You don't just do it, as we always say, just to hear yourself make a phone call. But I'm with you in the sense that, well, let me rephrase. I really would love for them to do it. It would make me really happy, especially because they didn't last night, right? Because they didn't add more picks to move back just a couple of spots or a handful of spots or whatever. I'm really looking in that 70 to 90 range is kind of my sweet spot to add a couple of picks, but that early third round, I think there's some really good value there where it's, you know, maybe that's where I'd feel much better about getting my speed back. I'd feel much better about, you know, maybe you find Benjamin Morrison there, the quarterback from Notre Dame, who I like an awful lot. It probably ends up going in the second round, but you know, they're speed wide receivers. This kid, Kyle Williams from Washington State, is kind of a poor man's Matthew Golden. Golden didn't slip to you at 29. He went at 23, I think. But he's a different version of that, a faster deep threat who may not have the full skill set right away, but you didn't draft him for the full skill set. You drafted him to go deep a couple of times and take some pressure off. I mean, I'm making those names up. I have no association with them necessarily. The team didn't have any smoke there. But
every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You see where I'm going. It's a I don't want to trade back just to say that I did to get to the hundreds, but yeah.
So this is just a simulation that I'm running on Pro Football Network. But just as an example, I punched in the 61st pick to see what the value might look like. And the Saints in this hypothetical were coming up for 71 and 93. But I've got to give them 128. I would do that in a heartbeat.
That's what I'm talking about, basically, right there.
That is what you just allude to. Mm-hmm. But it's two for two. So I'm not adding picks. I'm still only getting five picks. But now I'm getting three players in the top 95 and three guys that I think probably help me. So instead of a starting edge but no corner that's on the field a lot or no running back or receiver that's probably going to make a big impact, now I'm getting two of those four needs checked. Another offer comes up where you could trade back a couple of picks and maybe get a future pick from a team. Seattle, in this hypothetical, is offering a third next year. That's not as interesting to me. I need picks.
I want it this year.
This season. Yeah. But could you be okay with sticking and picking? Like if I was to tell you tomorrow we're talking and they've only made two picks and they're not picking again now until the end of the fourth round, basically a fifth round pick, can you talk yourself into that? That would be hard for me. At 61, there's going to be really good players. Maybe Quinshon Judkins, the running back from Ohio State, is there. People are going to probably be licking their lips. I love this huge wide receiver, this 6'4 kid from Iowa State, Jaden Higgins. Like maybe Jaden Higgins sitting at 61 is someone they've got high on their board. Without really knowing who they love, it's hard to say who they'd have to pass on. But you could get an edge, maybe Braden Swenson from LSU Falls. They could go back to the Oregon well with Jordan Burch at cornerback. I'm just looking at who might be there at 61.
Sure. Yeah.
Denzel Burke from Ohio State, Dorian Strong from Virginia Tech, Jacob Parrish from Kansas State are kind of viewed in that area. I actually like the Iowa State corner a lot. He's really long. Darian Porter supposed to be in that mix around the 60s as well. So if they take one of those guys that's highly rated and they've only got two players coming out, they go tackle, and let's just say they go Porter the corner, mm-hmm. and now they don't pick till the fifth round. Can you still feel like this is okay?
I would feel okay about it.
Would you be underwhelmed?
I'd be a little bit higher. I'd be whelmed. Maybe whelmed plus almost, because I'd be so enamored with the concept of saying no, we're prioritizing Daniels that it would kind of tip it over the edge for me. But I wouldn't be blown away.
I just think you've gotta.
I know what you. I mean, your point's right. I mean,
they need more quantity.
Yeah, it's what we want.
I'm all for quality, but they really do need more quantity.
So let's say 60. I'm making this up. Let's say it's 61 for whatever reason. It happens like it always happens to Howie Roseman, where he just sits there with like a voodoo doll and a horseshoe up his tuchus, and the guy that shouldn't be there is there for him, right? And he just takes him. So again, I'm making this up. Let's say Jordan Burch, the edge from Oregon, is there at 61. Well, holy crap. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to move around. You didn't have to trade back up. You didn't have to change anything. And you draft Connor Lee's teammate, a guy that's pretty well regarded that some folks thought could go at the beginning of the second round or even late first for whatever reason. If that happens, I'll feel pretty good. If it's – and I hate to use this because it sounds simpleton and fantasy footballish, but if it's not sexy, if it's a not a dire position of need and it's like, hey, we happen to like this off-ball linebacker and he'll probably play special teams, it'll be hard to feel excited. But you know what I mean? Like if somebody slips, you're going, okay, that feels better than moving out off the spot.
Here's a team to keep in mind. Delta just tweeted me the chart for tonight. San Francisco's got 43, 75, and 100 all coming up here prior to the fourth round.
Yep.
So just tonight, second three and then three plus, they've got three picks. It's like Washington last year, if you remember. But San Fran has 43, 75, 100. If you could move back with them and get two of those picks, let's go. And Adam Peters has their phone numbers, I think. He's familiar with their work, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. What's the perfect situation for tonight, and could you be okay if they just stay put, they don't trade back again, they have two players and then some long shots to help them a bunch this season? 800-636-1067 is how you can join us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We are at Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly.